So what have the last couple of months been like being on Raw and being on the road again?
I was away from the business for quite a while, but I constantly work out, so I didn't have to really increase my workouts or anything like that. But it's been fun. Darren's been a great person. I found out that he's very, he's kind of like Bruno Sammartino, kind of really good guy out of the ring, but a good guy in the ring also. So it's a pleasure working for him.
What has it
been? With him, excuse me.
Okay. What has it been like to kind of like experience the way the business has changed since you were the most active in it?
Yeah, it's changed a lot, and years ago there was sort of a little bit of an art in the ring, and you never talked about the whole match. You talked about the ending, about maybe the last 4 seconds of what the match was being. And then you go into the ring and you slowly try to draw the people more and more into the match. You started out real slow and you ended at a peak. And you listen to the crowd and you figure out that, hey, this is as high as I can get them. Let's get out of here. Go home. it worked very well. And they don't do that. They usually script the whole match. And then, if they have something that's not going right with the people, they have a hard time changing it in the ring.
So, in terms of how you think that affects, the modern worker, do you feel like that they think less on the fly? They're not as crafty as you guys?
Well, they're not. We didn't organize anything. We went by what the crowd was reacting to.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would draw the people into the match throughout the match. It was all about listening to the crowd, see what kind of noise they were making, and try to get that noise higher and higher and higher, and then have an ending.
I gotcha. So what...
they have a high spot, and sometimes the biggest high spots in the middle of the match are at the beginning of the match, not at the end.
Yeah.
They're very good athletes. They're putting their life on the line with the things they're doing. And you got to really love them for the things they're putting their bodies through and to entertain the people.
So you said before that, Darren's rubbed you the right way, he's got a good attitude and things like that. But is there anybody else on the roster that you've spent some time with that you were really surprised with how much of a throwback they were?
Yeah, I don't know anybody else. Even when I was wrestling before, I never hung around. I was with the guys in the ring. And just a very little bit in the dressing room. I didn't hang around the group in the business. I was sort of an individual. I don't know the people in the business now well enough to say, hey, this guy is a great guy or whatever.
I gotcha.
Okay. Don't hang around them.